Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I really, really like Billy Donovan. I think he is interesting. I think that he is mostly honest when it comes to discussing what some of the problems are for his team. And I appreciate that. I feel like I learn basketball when I hear him talk. I really like that. I enjoy that as someone who loves the game. I still think that when it comes to the professional ranks, clearly at the college ranks, he's exceptional. But at the professional ranks, I would say that he's above replacement level NBA coach. But I'm not too sure how far above. So I don't understand what the rush is to give him a contract extension. Is it? The only thing I can think of was, does that match him to Zach? Say, okay, here's my coach and here's my star. They're going to be together for these next 5 years.
Yeah, but the coach doesn't have to learn how to jump all over again. The coach hasn't become only an occasional above-the-rim player.
But they didn't know that maybe at the time that they signed Donovan to the extension.
Okay.
I mean, maybe. But
I agree with you. I like him a lot, and it's not just him not being Jim Boylan. I know I joke about that, but he really is thoughtful and aware, and his post-game press conferences are terrific. The way he explains why he does certain things and what he's thinking. You can learn a lot about basketball, NBA ball.
I agree.
Listening to him.
But I don't know. I guess there's, and maybe I'm asking for too much as someone who loves the Bulls. I don't see, like, was someone else trying to come and get him? That's what I don't understand. Like, why was that a priority to extend him when he had 2 years left? I would get, if you're talking about going into the last season.
Oh, that makes all the sense in the world.
That's usually how it's done, right? But 2 years when, yes, he had a year and they made the playoffs and it felt good for them to make the playoffs. They also had a severe collapse after January and went from being the top seed to being the sixth seed.
Maybe they realize that they have given him a flawed roster.
Okay. So now you have to then replace it and you have to rebuild. Isn't that what the Bulls are moving towards?
This roster,
you have your max player and then everything else around the max player has to be looked at as being updated.
Yeah, I don't have a roadmap for a championship yet.
Do you think in their heart of hearts do you think that they're a championship contender this year?
No. They're not stupid.
Okay. Then how do they get there from here?
It's going to be a different wave of players. It's going to be big trade. They're past the trade value on some of these guys. If somebody came knocking on Vooch or DeMar, I'm listening right now, and I'm not saying tank for Victor Wembanyama. The tank only gets you another 14% chance. But if they were in that, if they're just in the lottery, go to tankathon.com and see how many clicks it takes to get to the Tootsie Roll Center or the Tootsie Pop.
One, two, three.
Boy, you are old if you remember that one.
I love that commercial. I also love Tootsie Roll Pops.
See, I never liked the Tootsie Roll. I was fine until I got to the Tootsie Roll. It's like, oh, cherry's good, chocolate?
The only thing is that is another one of those food items that will tear your mouth apart.
But blow pops now. Now we're talking. I couldn't crunch fast enough to get through the Charms Blow Pop. The green apple Charms Blow Pop.
It's a grape guy. Oh! It's a grape guy myself.
If that's fine. I'd rather have a grape Blow Pop than any kind of Tootsie Pop.
Really?
Yeah. I just, it was the
now, if I'm ranking
grape
them.
Grape and chocolate is just discordant. I wasn't excited to get to it. I was disappointed. Oh, yeah. Or a Gobstopper, at least you got to that big sweet tart thing in the middle.
I'd go toward cherry Tootsie Roll, then grape Blow Pop, then grape Tootsie Roll.
You can have all the Tootsie Rolls are below all Charms Blow Pops.
Disagree with you.
All of them.
Wholeheartedly.
It just didn't make sense to me. I wasn't eager to get to the middle. I like the outside just fine.
If I gave you a bag of Tootsie Rolls.
Fine. I like a Tootsie Roll, and I like a nice lollipop, but I didn't like the combination.
Mike Rankin, Ray Diaz, where do you guys stand on this very hard-hitting subject?
The cherry Tootsie Pop, you can't beat it.
It's a great piece of candy.
The Tootsie Pop, I'm with Dan. I was fine until I got to the... to the middle, didn't like, and I've never been a Tootsie Roll guy myself.
So just so we're clear, you both believe that the Tootsie Roll Pop is an excellent lollipop.
Yes.
Yeah, just without
it's a well-flavored, fine lollipop.
Just do without the middle.
The other one that I liked, now that you bring it up, I wasn't a huge lollipop guy. There was one to, I forget which doctor's office. Do you remember the ones where instead of a stick?
I can't even remember the song. Tootsie Roll Pops, it's a chocolate eat you. Tootsie Roll Pops, I think I'm in love with you.
Whatever it is, I think I see, becomes a Tootsie Roll to me. Yeah, that's a Tootsie Roll commercial, not Tootsie Pop.
Oh, you're right. But
which was the lollipop where instead of a stick, it had a loop of string?
You mean like, the safety pop?
Is that what it was called? Safety pop.
Right? Because they didn't want you to choke on it. They didn't,
but then you could spin it around, though. It was like a fidget spinner.
Yes.
Yes, and then you could spin like red saliva all over the house.
You would pull the weaker side off, and then you could just do all sorts of...
Well, you could do that, but you put it on your finger. Like, you're in the car, you're in the back seat of the car, you're sitting like some hot vinyl seat on like a Buick Regal, and... You're not wearing a seatbelt. The car's full of cigarette smoke, and you're entertaining yourself. You go, you take it out, and they just go, wee! The next thing you know, there's like red spots of lollipop spit flying around the car.
That's like the standard doctor's office or bank candy.
Well, usually they go dum-dum, right? Don't they go dum-dum pops?
I feel like I got those at a bank or something.
You're right, though. You would get the safety pop.
Root beer dum-dum pop and cream soda flavor dum-dum. Ruled. But those are over in like 2 seconds. It's like lick, crunch, done.
That was always like
on to the next one.
You get your pizza at the Homewood Aurelio's, and then there'd be a basket of Dum Dum Pops you could get on the way out.
Get the mystery one occasionally with all the question marks on it.
I don't want the mystery one.
What
is
it? What could it be?
It's mixed fruit.
Oh, is it cream soda? It was never cream soda.
It was never cream soda.
They never wasted that on one of the mystery ones.
Dan, you were right about Team USA.
Of course they're going to. They've had like 27 shots on goal. Of course they're going to. Said it. Iran can't sustain this. They're also slow as crap.
They are. They're trying to play that slowdown game and just bleed out the 90 minutes. It so far has not worked.
Well, now you can bleed it out. Now it's all fine.
Well, yeah, the U.S. can. I'm saying Iran. Like, they were trying to be like, well, we'll just get this tie and we'll advance to the knockout round.
262 says, I was the weird kid who liked butterscotch dum-dums. That's not weird.
No, a butterscotch candy is delicious.
The regular Brock's butterscotch drops in the gold foil? Come on. That's living, man.
When we go to my grandparents' house, when we go to my dad's dad's house, they would have butterscotch there. And I'd fill my pockets.
My niece over the weekend did that. My aunt always has the really good like Italian fruit candies. Like
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.